Hello, people. Welcome back to another video by your good friend, Chad Marco, the Big Aniki. Do me a favor and send those smash that like button right now before we get started and let's talk. You know, the other day I was doing a live stream, neat and chilling, and the topic of that live stream was PUA fails, or, you know, how guys will go out, PUA artists, they'll go out and they record themselves asking girls out day game, night game, and getting rejected and things like that. And I'll say this just real quick, just to kind of balance out the perspective before I really start cooking. You know, oftentimes these are compilations of them failing and getting rejected, but it's not like they never get any numbers. It's not like they never get a yes or things like that. So it's important to remember that when you're talking about like the whole pickup artist thing and going out and asking out girls. But I kind of had a realization as we were talking about it during the live stream, because I was watching a video of a, you know, PUA fail compilation. And after the stream, I was thinking about it and I was like, yo, asking out girls is really a miserable experience. It absolutely is. And it made me more so realize that all the shame and the what people would say, the insults people try to say against guys who don't want to approach girls, who don't want to ask girls out. You see these videos now coming out where even girls are complaining that guys aren't hitting on them as much, aren't approaching them in real life as much and things like that. And I'm like, how can you blame them? How can you even blame these guys? I'm looking at this, like, what it made me realize as I'm watching it is that it really is a miserable experience. And it's not just about the rejection on the guy's end. Like, that's only part of it, because that's the part that people would try to shame you for. Like, oh, you're an adult, you're a man, you got to know how to endure rejection in life. Rejection is a part of life and this and that. And that's true. But what really made me realize why approaching girls is such a miserable experience is how the girls react and how they feel about it. Because what I noticed in those videos, because on the guy's end, we already know, like, we're preparing ourselves for the pain and the sting of rejection. But what I notice about the girls is that they're having a miserable time as well. And what you'll see when you watch these videos of guys going around asking out girls, what you'll notice is that the way the girl reacts is not always the same, but it'll range from, like, typically, like, mild discomfort to, like, ugh. And, like, I remember I was watching, like, one clip in particular was a black guy asking out a black, oh, well, he was leading up to asking out a black girl in the library, who I think it was a library, and she was reading. And, you know, he approached her, and he was a nice, well-groomed, well-spoken guy. He had kind of a silly hat on, but it, all around, like, decent guy. It wasn't like he came up like a creep or anything like that. And you know, he approached her, introduced himself, and then he made some small talk about what she was reading and things like that. And her energy the whole time was so cold. I mean, ice cold. And her energy was just like, get away from me. I do not want to talk to you. Why? Oh my God. Now, she was calm about it, but you could just tell in her body language, like, her body language was telling a whole story in of itself. But yeah, she was extremely cold. And of course, he ended up getting rejected. And that, for me, that was one of the good examples of what I'm talking about. Why approaching girls is just, it's a miserable experience for both parties. You can make the argument for the fact that men need to know how to deal with rejection in life in general. Cool. Because it's not something that just pertains to asking out girls. Like myself, how I got rejected for the job. You got to know how to process stuff like that. Getting rejected for a promotion, a job, getting rejected from a school or something. Maybe you're in sales or something. Maybe you're a door-to-door salesman. Whatever the case may be, definitely knowing how to deal with approaching people and selling yourself or selling something or putting forth some sort of potential deal, partnership, negotiation, whatever the case may be. It's a communication thing. And so that's definitely a skill. But when I look at the specifics of asking girls out, like that's something else almost entirely. Because when you approach a girl with the intent of dating, with the intent of liking her and wanting to get into a relationship with them, I think it does kind of rub them in a different way. I'm not gonna say like the wrong way, because really it depends on the guy, it depends on the girl. But I remember, I forgot who it was, but this is another pickup artist guy. And he said something along the lines of, would you be afraid to ask out a girl if you were giving them something? Like if you were approaching them to give them $100 or something, like would you be afraid? And you wouldn't be afraid because of their reaction would be more positive to just receiving as opposed to the expectation of what you want from them, or as far as like wanting them to date you or something like that. And I think that's just kind of an example of how asking girls out for sex or a date is really intrinsically different from like just basic other ways of communicating with people, or having to approach people and deal with people as far as like selling them something or something like that. But I'm just watching this video, and like I said, the reaction with Range, it's not always terrible, but there's always like at least like this mild, like it's awkward, and there's just like discomfort to it. And another thing too, another aspect of asking girls out that kind of proves my point is when you look at the things that women do to sort of block men from asking them out, like girls have certain strategies that they'll use. You know, they'll go out dress a certain way. They won't dress too sexy. They won't put on makeup. They'll wear jogging pants or something, a bonnet. Black girls love the bonnet. Or they'll do things like they'll have headphones on or something. Like one thing I noticed, bro, I swear it seems like at least half, if not more, of the very attractive women that I see in like a grocery store is like they will be on the phone, bro. Not every time, but when it's like so many times when I've seen attractive women alone at like the grocery store, they will be on their phone. And that's one of the known like male blockers. Like, don't talk to me. Don't bother me. I'm talking to somebody who might even be my boyfriend. Like, and it's such a great defense mechanism because of that. Because especially if you can't hear the person, like if they don't have it on speakerphone, I think even the guy that would ask a girl out, that does that, would think twice if a girl is on her phone, because she just might be talking to her man. She just might be talking to her husband or something like that. And so you got to look at that. Look at the preventive measures that women take to try to stop or block men from asking them out. And look at specifically how, like, look at these compilations and look at how the women react. It's easy to get into dogpile on the men because we're supposed to be macho and just deal with all that type of all the rejection. But even on the woman's side, like, there's so much discomfort. You can tell, like, they would rather you not talk to them. And I'm not making this video to discourage guys and say don't talk to girls. But, you know, I'm always just trying to break down and understand certain criticisms that men have to deal with. And I think sometimes it's unreasonable. And I think people really just have an unreasonable perspective of men asking out women. Because, like I said, it's more often than not, it's actually just an uncomfortable situation. And most girls are not going to just appreciate you asking them out. And when you look at how they react, you can tell like I know in some of the clips, it was like once the girl Oh my God. One of the best ones was like the second the guy sat down and started talking to her, like she immediately shut him down. Like, I know what this is. No.
You look very suspicious. You looked really adorable. I had to come over and hit on you. That's the truth. Are you that busy you can't talk to me for 2 minutes?
I am, actually, but thank you.
All right.
Like, ugh. As, right, mild discomfort to, ugh. And she was, this nigga. Oh, man. And then there was some girls, like, they would stop. But then once they recognized that the guy was asking them out, they'd be like, oh, no. And then they would either ignore him or they would just keep going. But again, man, it shows like it really is just such a, at least when it doesn't work. Now, of course, I'm talking about one end of the spectrum and really the most dominant end of the spectrum. I would argue most code approaches, the mass majority of code approaches are going to end in failure. And the girl probably feeling like at the very least, like kind of awkward or uncomfortable. Like, and one thing you will notice is that girls too, a lot of times they might even lie and say they have a boyfriend, because like, I'm not saying this to make women out to be like these bitches. I just think that it is kind of inherently, in fact, you know, I made a video, Patreon exclusive, about this gay dude that was hitting on me when I was going 5 and below. Now, again, I'm not offended by it. It's whatever. But it is kind of uncomfortable when you're dealing with somebody that obviously likes you and you know you don't like them. And so you're kind of waiting. You're kind of waiting for them to make that move so you can reject them. And like, rejecting people just doesn't feel good. Even on my end, it doesn't feel good. Like, I'm not saying people don't ask anyone out, but I can understand where women are coming from, because even myself, I don't like to reject anybody. You do what you got to do, but it doesn't feel good to reject people. It's always at least somewhat kind of awkward, because people get their feelings invested in getting a yes. No matter what you tell yourself, no matter what type of positive chest beating PUA mystery method affirmations you tell yourself, we're all invested in getting the yes. We're all invested in wanting to make it work. You're not just asking people out for the hell of it. We're all invested in that. And so there is going to be like this awkward undertone to it, you know, especially for guys that are just starting out or don't do it very often. And so, yeah, you know, my whole point is just like, I get it. I get it. It makes perfect sense why men don't want to ask girls out. Like, it's not something that's just, it's not some mind-blowing, like, schizophrenic, crazy thing. Like, it makes, look at it. Look at a PUA failed compilation and then fucking try to ask me why men don't want to talk to girls, why men don't want to approach women, because it's a miserable fucking experience. You already got to deal with the rejection and process that, but no one cares about that aspect of it. But even without that, you're making women feel uncomfortable. You're creating these awkward scenarios and situations. We make women lie about having a boyfriend and shit like that. That's just what it is. Now, when it works, you know, it's a beautiful thing. And so this isn't the video saying stop approaching women. Do what you want to do. I'm just saying, I get it. And the other thing too, the last point I'll make too, is the confidence thing. Because confidence is obviously a big part of asking girls out. But one thing that I've always wondered, and I think kind of plays into the overall point I'm trying to make here, is that how are you supposed to be confident when you know that there's like an overwhelming chance of failure? And that's the aspect of it that I think people also have to kind of get, because, and this is kind of the bad thing about getting too much into lookism and black pill, because you start to learn about the specific physical traits that women prefer and things like that. And then the more of those you don't have, then those become more and more reasons in your mind or excuses to not ask girls out. Oh, I'm too short. I'm black. I'm too broke. My face, this, that, negative can't talk to. Oh my God. But, and I think that plays a role into it as well, as far as like understanding why men don't want to approach women. Because looking at it logically and rationally, the odds are just so stacked against you. And I made this comparison before in an older video, but it's just like if you're betting on boxing or betting on sports and you have, like, for instance, the number one seed in the NBA in the playoffs going up against the number eight seed. Who are you gonna bet on? It's only natural for anyone to want to bet on the number one seed. It's gonna be hard to fabricate confidence that the eighth seed is gonna beat the one seed. And I think for the average guy, when we're out in the world thinking about dating and asking girls out, we always feel like the eighth seed. Unless you're a Chad or a Tyrone, you're somebody that's very attractive and have, like, the success to back things, to back up your belief, then that's how you're gonna feel. That's really how it feels as a man. That's the perfect way I can explain it to people. It's like you're the eighth seed in the NBA playoffs, and you got to go against the number one seed. You got to go against 73 win Golden State Warriors. you got to go up against that. And you're the damn what's one of the sucky ass teams on the West side, right? Whatever, right? But you got to go up against the 72 win Bulls, and you the goddamn eighth seed. You a goddamn 30 win team or something, dude. You're not going to have. It's gonna be very difficult to fabricate confidence, to build confidence, like true confidence, to do what needs to be done. But I must stress again, this is not an anti asking girls out video. Like, I do what you got to do, do what you want to do. Because for some guys, that's just what you're gonna have to do, right? Again, I'm just trying to explain to people and the science and the logic and the mindset behind the fear, because I just don't think that it's all just, oh, these guys are pussies. Like, it's literally just a miserable thing. It's a miserable process. And that's just what it is. I swear, for me, running out in the sun in 95 degree weather for miles on end it would be more fun than that. But I hope you guys enjoyed that, and I will see you on the next video. So, Johnny.